behind one of those god-awful Mustang electrics right now. I don't know what the hell they were thinking with that. I mean, call it something else. Don't call it a Mustang. Whatever the hell it is. I've got no objection to it. Just, I got the objection to it being called a Mustang. It ain't no Mustang. Yeah, I like the Maverick. That Maverick truck looked pretty cool. I'd have probably got one of those instead of this when I was looking. But I understand they had some trouble with that, so maybe I'm glad I didn't. And I'm not hell-bent on a hybrid or an all-electric for sure. Hybrid, you know, I could do. I don't know, maybe next time we'll see. It just comes at a premium I'm not willing to spend at this point. But I do dig the idea of never, you know, not have to buy gas. That's pretty cool. You know, for the way we drive, we probably never have to put gas in it. And or so rarely, it would be, you know, wouldn't be funny. We do a lot of little short trips. And very rarely do we ever go long distance. But so, you know, a good hybrid or even an electric would work for us. But I feel that if you don't have a pretty conditioned place to store it, I don't like electric. I don't. My car's set outside. So if I had a garage that at least kept the temperature, you know, above 40, you know, which would be the goal, then, you know, then I'd feel comfortable with an electric. But until I got that going on, no electric for me. Not purely electric. Because that just seems to wear and tear them, you know, but keeping them out of the climate a bit really seems to make them last a lot longer. You know, the one, as far as electric vehicles go, have you seen that Lyric, I think it is? Is that a Cadillac? That thing is sweet.